Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So Megan is looking for a second date update with a guy named Ronnie. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing good. We want to hear all about this guy, Ronnie. What was the story there? How'd you meet? And give us the scoop on that first date, if you would, please.
Okay. This is a very humbling experience, and I just want to admit fully that I know that I am the one that messed this up.
Okay, we are having a hard time hearing you. You're kind of,
really?
You just sound kind of muffled and kind of far away.
Hold on. Sometimes in this apartment, it's a little weird. Is this better?
Yes, it is. Much better. Thank you.
All right. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
This is a very humbling experience, and I just want to fully admit that I am the one that messed this up, and I know that I am. He's just a really, really good guy. I was very into him before I even met him, and I think I was just nervous and anxious and rambled on and said something stupid or many things stupid on our date. And so I just would like the chance to explain myself to him and to apologize. And it's I feel I can't text it or email it or even leave a voicemail and have him understand. I really want to talk to him live. So I thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to do that.
Sure. But slow down for a second. So you're saying that this was someone that you liked, that you were really excited to go out with, and you feel that you didn't put your best foot forward because you were so nervous, and you think that just
Correct.
Set a bad tone for the date?
Yeah, I just think he doesn't really know who I really am, and so
okay.
I just want to explain that, because we met on Match. We talked on Match a lot, and just kind of that instant online chemistry. And we went to lunch, and it was the middle of the day, no alcohol, which may or may not have been a good idea. And I liked him a lot, which made me, when I like someone, I immediately get weird. You know what I mean? And I just start talking too much. And
I get weird, too. I feel you.
I wanted him to like me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I wanted them to think I was smart and witty and clever, and so I didn't let any pauses go, and I think I tried too hard and I talked too much, and I think I didn't let him get a word in edgewise. And I don't know, I just felt maybe he thought I was a know-it-all or something. And that's just why I'm calling you, because I could tell when he took my hand goodbye and was like, "Oh, so nice to meet you." I knew that was it, but I was so angry because I'm like, "This is not me."
Wow.
If you would have gone out at night normal people, you would see the real me.
Okay.
What I mean?
Hey, Megan, can I just interrupt you for 1 second? I'm kind of getting that sense now. You seem very excitable now and kind of nervous now.
Mm-hmm.
And the result is you're in and out on the phone and you're muffled 1 second, then you're super clear, and then we can't hear you.
Okay. I'll be still.
It's okay. Yeah, I just need you to just take some deep breaths. We want to get you through this. We just want to find out what his deal is and hopefully get you two together, possibly for a second date. And who knows? It could be something completely unrelated we haven't even considered.
Right.
Sometimes we overthink these things.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. I just don't want you to get worked up going into this. But please continue. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, I mean, that's really it. I just think I blew it, and I would like your help. I would like the chance to at least speak to him calmly.
Yeah.
I'm nervous because I'm on the radio also, guys. Come on. Okay, if I'm going to be the real me now, hello, everybody.
You're going to breathe.
I would like to talk. I'm going to breathe, and I'm going to be slow and seductive and interesting.
I don't know that
yet still a generous listener.
Oh, boy. All right.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I just want one more chance. If he doesn't like me, fine. But one chance to be normal.
Okay.
Do I sound normal now?
Totally.
For sure. I'm having a little anxiety listening to her anxiety. I'm just
I know. But I get it, though. I get it.
I just...
You do. You got to breathe. It's so important to breathe.
I'm just... This is when we call this guy. Just don't talk, okay? Just give us a few minutes.
Yeah. Let us warm him up before you come sweeping in.
Yeah. Right. Just mute your phone until we say I mute and then come into the convo.
Okay.
All right, but we gotta take a break first though.
We're gonna do our best to help you here. But you gotta work with us.
Yes. So when we come back, we'll call Ronnie and see what his thoughts are on Megan and if we can get him to agree to a second date. Coming up next with Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. Megan met Ronnie on Match, and she is really into Ronnie. She's so into Ronnie that she got a little nervous and a little weird on the date. I don't know. May have overwhelmed him.
Which happens.
What I love about Megan is that she is self-aware enough to acknowledge that she can be like that sometimes, and that may very well be why he's not returned any of her texts or phone call. Or did you just try to text, or did you call him too? Megan?
See, I had my phone muted like you told me to.
So good.
I did send him a text thanking him for the date, and I got no response.
Okay.
Well, like I said, I knew at the end of the date that he was not gonna, and that's why I'm like, I'm not even gonna try to text him a long explanation or email him. Let's just do it this way. So we're doing it this way. And I'm putting my phone on mute again, like you told me to.
You're so good. Okay, we love you too. So we're going to go ahead and call Ronnie, because we asked Megan, if you missed us, if you're just joining us, that, you know, just kind of like let us kind of feel him out a little bit before we bring you into the conversation, get him to talk to us.
We're going to do our best to advocate for her.
Yes, see what he says.
Hello?
Hi, Ronnie.
Yes?
It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you doing this morning?
Hi.
Are you familiar? Do you ever get to listen?
Yeah. I was thinking if you don't kiss her or sleep with her, it doesn't really count as a full-blown date, but am I wrong?
I don't know. It sounds like you know what this is about.
I do.
This is a second date update call. Do you have any idea who this is about?
I do. And honestly, like, I don't love being put in a position where I have to say something negative about a person, but maybe there's more suffering in not knowing.
You know what? That's true. That is actually part of the reason, a big part of the reason why we did Second Date Update. For years, we used to do another feature called Jeff Unzipped. And, you know, when women would say, the guy never called me back, and that's fine. If he doesn't want to go out with me, that's one thing. But I just want to know, especially if this is a pattern, what is it about me that I'm giving off or that I'm not aware of that is driving men or women away? So from your perspective, how do you think it went?
Sure. Honestly, she was very, very nice, like super nice.
Good.
That is a good thing. But she also had some really strong opinions about a lot of things and just didn't really seem all that open to discussing viewpoints or even really stopping and listening to anything I had to say.
Okay.
She kind of went on like a few different rants, global warming, the importance of yoga, rollover IRAs, Russian spies. I mean, like bing, 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 bing across the map, like a, you know, like I was in a pinball machine. Okay. There's just like a lot. And it was kind of like, I don't know if you ever feel it, kind of like this buzz surrounding her that, I don't know. It wasn't even like the content of what she was saying. It was exhausting. I mean, she was so jittery and she was talking so fast. I walked out of there actually feeling anxious. Like, I came in relaxed. I'm going on a nice date. And yeah, I walked out there completely stressed out. And I don't know if she's like that all the time, but it was just really unnerving and kind of not something I wanted to try again. So yeah, I didn't respond. It's just like I was stressed out by it.
Okay, well, I'm glad you said that, because when we spoke with her, she acknowledged that she was super nervous on the date, and she acknowledged that she can sometimes be like that, where she's a little overwhelming and tends to get very chatty and kind of comes off like a know-it-all. So it's, what's funny is all these things that you've said, I think she's already aware of. I don't know if that changes your perspective, but as you know, on Second Date Update, we have Megan on the line. She's hearing this right now. Megan, you can unmute your phone now.
Hello.
There she is.
There she is.
Hello.
So, Megan, what would you like to say to Ronnie now that you've had a chance to hear his side, confirming much of what you suspected, right?
Right. And I would like to say thank you for your honesty, Ronnie, first of all. I was just very nervous because I really like you and I think you are a phenomenal person. And I really wanted you to like me, and I'm sorry. I'm not good at the whole dating thing, but I'm trying. And, it was a stressful morning, and I do promise I'm not always like that. And if you're willing, I would love another shot. If not, I totally respect that. And, again, I would just appreciate your honesty and wish you well no matter what. But if you'd like to try again, we could do a dinner or just something chill, maybe a glass of wine, just something relaxing so I can just be in the moment and not in my head like a crazy person.
Wow.
And let her put on her listening ears.
Yeah.
Look how adult. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, what do you say, Ronnie? I think she sounds delightful.
Me too.
I obviously could tell you were nervous or that there was something going on. And you really do. You seem very nice and a kind person. And yeah, I mean, I get it. Like the whole dating thing is hard. I'm not a big fan of it either in general. Why not? I'm totally willing to try again.
Really?
But this time, you know, if you start to ramble, are you cool if I just kind of tell you you're doing it and kind of rein you back in a little bit so that we can, you know, not go off the deep end?
Absolutely.
Good.
Well, then, yeah.
I love that.
Nice.
And, mate, I think this says so much about you that not only are you willing to put yourself out there like so many people who come on Second Date Update, but you just, like, owned the areas where you felt like you went wrong and you wanted an opportunity to redo it, you know? And that says a lot about you.
Well, thank you. I think it's cool that he's willing to give me another chance. And I think that you guys are very cool for helping people like me. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, we're happy to do it. And we consider ourselves lucky to be able to do it. So, Ronnie, I'll tell you what. You'll be hearing from Megan soon. So we're going to say goodbye to you for now. And when you do hear from Megan, just if you would respond, because we're going to make the arrangements through her, okay?
Okay, yeah. No, I will absolutely respond this time, I promise.
Thank you, Ronnie. And thank you for coming on Second Date Update. We appreciate that. Knowing what you know about Second Date Update, yeah. We appreciate you coming on anyway.
Yeah, no, big fan of the show. Never really thought I'd wind up on it. So thanks for having me on.
All right, you bet. Yeah, we appreciate it. And Megan, you were fantastic.
Yes.
You did great.
You were so good. You said you breathed. You were just, mm-hmm. That was great. I was a little worried about you.
We could hear you trying.
No.
Seriously.
I can be cool, and I'm going to take more yoga. And I am going to be just like the coolest person in the world.
Atta girl, you got this. All right.
Thank you guys so much.
Always. Take it easy.
I love her. I love how that turned out. That made me feel good.
Me too. I feel like it's been 8 million years since we've had a second date.
Yeah, so. We don't get a ton.
Yeah.
So it's really nice.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.